Hello, hello, hello.
It is absolutely wonderful to be here with everyone. This is Dr. Nadine, and you are on the Vibration Station. And this is a really wonderful place where we are joining together to help each other, to bring our tools and skill sets together to raise humanity. And if you were out into your private classroom today, you'll notice that I added another line. And, you know, we talk about the fact that we are more powerful when two or more gather together. And it is our time to gather humanity together, to be in service to each other and with each other. So it's a balancing of the scales. It's a balancing of the collective emotion. So I put a new note out into your private member area that says, it's time to gather humanity and be of service to each other and with each other. A balancing of the collective emotion has now begun. Thank you very much for joining together with who you are as a spiritual being, a being of light. I welcome each and everyone who is within the sound of my voice, and thank you for coming to join with us, and thank you for sharing us with your friends. I would say that please do invite them to become a member of the Vibration Station, because that way we can all say hello to each other, and we all love to hear that hello, don't we? Like when we get that hello and someone looks in our eyes, it's like, I see you. And I love being seen. So thank you once again. I'm excited to be here. Tonight we are going to be delving into bringing healthy, bringing well-being, and bringing balance into diagnosis and disease. So where this comes from is if you have ever been to a medical doctor, or I'm a naturopath. So if you've ever been to a medical doctor or a homeopath or a naturopath or a chiro or anyone who's playing in the natural side or the allopathic side, and diagnosis is put on the table, or if you've ever heard, oh, you have X disease, there's this level of uncertainty that shows up. There's a level of panic and fear that shows up. And then the thoughts and emotions start getting wrapped around that portion. And instead of taking a step back and seeing how that diagnosis might be able to serve, I think we wrap a lot of emotion around the information that was given, and it then starts to fester and become more and more and more a problem in the body, a more imbalance in the body. So this, many of you may know, but I'll take this time just to let you know a little bit more about my own journey. And if you know the tool of the rose, I would offer that you put that tool of the rose up and make sure you're on your side of the rose. Do not become affected by the story that I will share with you. So I'm currently 57. And years ago, I think it's been about 20 years now, I was having some pain, and I went into a doctor and kind of had them look at some things, and we had to put the tests off. And in the middle of that, I actually went on a trip to Hawaii, and I'm on my own spiritual path, and I'm in the water with many dolphins. And at one point I looked down and, you know, I had my snorkel on, but I looked down and I literally have these dolphins that are nose down forming what I now know was a star tetrahedron around me. But at the point I just thought, wow, this is so cool. You know, here's all these dolphins and they're sonaring and back and forth and back and forth. And, you know, I stayed in the water for quite a bit of time. And when I got back in the boat, you know, the gentleman that was doing the cruise with us, he goes, what were you doing? What were you doing? So I told him a little bit, you know, I had my crown of gold and, you know, I was sitting here just communicating back and forth and receiving whatever I could receive with these dolphins, not understanding everything that was happening to me. I just knew that major sonar had been moving in through and around my body. So fast forward, I come back into Colorado and I went and had that second appointment with the doctor. And I was told, oh, you have stage 2 cervical cancer. Of course, now you take that breath. Whoo, you have cancer. Okay, great. And it wasn't the fact that I had cancer that flipped me out at the time. I know this may sound silly, but at the time I was getting ready for a bodybuilding contest. And, you know, there's a regimented diet that goes with it, and a regimented exercise program. And all I could think about was, oh, if I go have this surgery, if I go have a treatment, or if I go have whatever, it's going to pull me out of the competition circle. So you can see my mind, my emotions were so not in alignment with here you were just diagnosed with level 2, case 2, phase 2, whatever, 2, I remember the 2, and I remember the words cervical cancer. So had a couple different surgeries. The first one, you know, I go in and they go, oh, we're just going to snip a little of this, and it should feel like, you know, somebody's clipping your fingernails. Lie. It was not like somebody was clipping my fingernails. I mean, I literally went back to the gym the next day and passed out in the gym. So I don't condone that, you know, from that perspective. But fast forward, and the biopsies came back positive. I definitely had cervical cancer. And, you know, I wasn't angry. I was dumbfounded. You know, I'm at this point of, really? I just came back from 10 days in Hawaii doing this huge spiritual retreat, and I swam with the dolphins and I had this major sonar healing. And what do you mean I have cancer? And it was in working with the animal kingdom and in working back in with the dolphins to have them tell me, yes, you had cervical cancer and it was blown. And they told me all the places in the body that those cancer cells had been. And in the course of those 10 days and in the course of having all of that sonar come through my body, all that cancer was allowed to shrink down and shrivel up into a port, shrivel down into a place that could be cut out. So take a breath with me. That's huge. What a huge gift from the animal kingdom to say, we recognize where there's imbalance right here, and we're going to help you. We're not going to solve the whole thing. You still have to do things on the human body, but we're going to really help you. We're working side by side with you to take those cells and shrink them down into a place that can be cut out. So I did sign up to have what is called a radical hysterectomy, and that is where the doctors went in, and if my ovaries were fine, they got to leave those in place so that my hormones could kind of do their own natural shifting and balancing rather than having everything pulled out. And I think that's a difference too. There's different, you know, beliefs that says go in and take it all out. And that's just not me. As a naturopath, I wanted to do as many different things naturally as I possibly could for myself. So I did have a radical hysterectomy. They were able to take out the cervix and the uterus, but they did keep my ovaries. So in that process, you know, I had to make some different eating choices. I've made some exercise choices. I've made some just different choices in my life because I knew how I wanted to heal my body naturally. And, you know, that kind of brings up why we're looking at this is there is a diagnosis, there is imbalance, there's dis-ease in the system. And what I've looked, as I look back now on that whole experience in my life, take a breath with me, whew, because I can feel other people, you know, looking at all the things in your own life or a situation to a friend, you know, this person was just diagnosed. Every single time that there is a story put on the table, if you will, or a diagnosis put on the table, if you will, My belief is that it all ties into a thought or an emotion or many thoughts, many emotions that get woven around and around and around and around and around that thought. And if you've taken some of my other classes, you know that we have thoughts and emotions. So we have a grounding cord that is specifically meant to siphon off those thoughts and emotions that are not ours. But we are an electromagnetic field, and thoughts have a charge to them. They're the electrical part, the electricity part, that when a thought happens, it's got a bang to it. So, you know, say, hey, Nadine, you know, you have cervical cancer. That thought right there is like a short circuiting to the brain. You know, everything kind of shut down. But then there's all those emotions that came along. It's like, well, I'm disappointed, number one. I'm, what the hell do you mean, number two? I mean, there's all these thoughts and emotions that are going on, but those emotions wrapped around the thoughts. And it was in the unraveling of my own journey, but the unraveling of those thoughts and emotions, that I could look back after I had surgery and I'm on the other side and I'm looking at, you know, how many years I've been clean now. But I looked back at what the cause of the imbalance was. So go into where we're at. We're in the sexual organs. We're in the second chakra. We're in the cervix. We're in the uterus. We're in the fallopian tubes. We're in the ovaries. If you're a male, you're in the testes. You're in the prostate gland. You're in the penis. It's this, all these places where in that second chakra that all this imbalance happened. So if you're a person that was diagnosed with skin cancer, you're on the third kidney. You know, the skin is the third kidney. So if we're looking at a skin cancer, we're looking at the waters of the body. We're looking at how we're processing flow in our system. But we'll get back to that in a minute. So when I'm looking at my own situation of cervical cancer, it really took me back into another layer of my own healing, and something that I talk about if people ask, but it's not something I walk in a room and say, and I'll share it with you here, is that I am a survivor of childhood incest, and my perpetrators were gang raped, you know, gang things. I was 6 years old the very first time that I was targeted, and I was sexually abused until the time I was 14. So all of remembering all of the poor choices I made as a young adult, because I'm still in that wrap of this is what I was taught as a child. So while the sexual abuse was not happening anymore, you know, in that current place from an outside source, I was still doing a lot of damage internally to the choices I would make with men, the choices I would make when I would walk into a room, and I would literally walk into the room with my second chakra, I'd blow people away, or I would come in and like, fuck you, you know, this place of really trying to scare you before you could hurt me. I would push you away before you ever had a chance of hurting me. I would put weight on so that you didn't find me attractive. There was all of these other wacky things happening that all came down to thoughts about myself, emotions about myself, where my self-esteem was, where my self-beauty was, self-worth, self-value, where all of those things played because of damage that had happened when I was 6 years old. So take a breath. How that all leads into where we want to be tonight is this place of, okay, I'm 57 and I have been absolutely clean of cancer for since 2003. So, you know, whatever that 20 some odd years. I became a naturopath. I specialize in nutrition. I have literally come out of the closet as a master healer. I work both now with humans and animals because I really believe that there is such a union between Animal Kingdom, who helped me so magically, all those dolphins so magically to move in me, through me, around me, to shift. So today, yes, I say I'm a healer for animals and humans, but really I'm just the voice. I'm just a conduit of what gets passed from the left hand to the right hand, to the heart, to the front and the back. And I really wanted to bring this forward tonight because I know I'm not the only one out there in the world that has been given a diagnosis or has been said, you have X, whatever the X is. So what I would like to offer tonight is that if you have a piece of paper handy, is that you take a moment to write down one thing for yourself. One thing that somebody said, hey, Jim, you have type 2 diabetes. Or, hey, Lulu, you know, you have whatever it is. Would you take a moment to take out a piece of paper and a writing utensil and write out one diagnosis you personally were given about you? Now, what I'd like you to do next to that diagnosis is I want you to remember the moment when you were told, I'm going to use cancer as an example, the moment you were told you have, Nadine, you have cervical cancer. So if we're taking Jim, how at that moment that you were told you had type 2 diabetes, how did you feel right then at that moment? So write down one or two or three emotions that you felt at the time you received the diagnosis. And then what I'd like you to look at is now that you have those three emotions, let's say this happened 20 years ago, but what if it happened yesterday? What if it's still running through your mind today? You know, oh my God, you know, I saw this on my skin. Do I have, you know, where's that worry? So of those emotions that you had at the moment of getting the diagnosis, what emotions do you feel today? I personally feel such gratitude that somebody caught this at stage 2, that I didn't have to go through stage 4. And so where are you today? With what emotions are you feeling right now, currently in this moment? And what thought, give me one thought, write down one thought that still lingers, that still plays through the electrical body, the mental body, one thought that is still playing out. So I am unworthy. I am non-deserving. I am whatever that I am statement is that still runs through your life. That is tied into that diagnosis. You know, it's interesting when we're looking at this down, it's like, well, oh, that doesn't really apply. You know, that doesn't really apply. So, you know, again, I put weight on and I have been holding on to this weight for a little bit. And it's been tough. It's been really tough to get the weight off. And when I looked at it again and again and again, it's like, why is this so hard? And part of me didn't want to have to be on a regimented food prep anymore. I didn't want to step on stage you know, because it's such a hard prep. So I really took myself way out on the side so that I had a reason, if you will, to not go back on it in a competitive stage. And, you know, the truth is I don't have to be unhealthy. I don't have to be overweight to say no. I don't have to do that to say no. So what's one thing that you can definitely say that you want to write on your piece of paper? I don't have to do that to have this over here. Again, I don't have to do that behavior to have this over here, whatever that this is, the that and the this. I don't have to have that to enjoy this currently. I was with a friend one day, and, you know, Jim said he had been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, which is all connected to eating. Type 1 is not. It's an imbalance of the insulin uptake. But type 2 diabetes is absolutely connected to food and the fork. And I was with a friend who had, they said, you're at risk. You know, and again, I've been around bodybuilders all most of my life. And, you know, here's this bodybuilder that is just, you know, amazing, huge muscle and everything. And the doctor comes out and says, well, according to our charts, you are at risk of type 2 diabetes. And I watched my friend just fall apart. I mean, just fall apart. And it wasn't a truth. According to the height and weight charts, it's like, are you taking into consideration the muscle mass here? Are you taking into consideration, you know, 20 years as a competitive bodybuilder? Are you taking into consideration, you know, the fact that this person exercises all the time? All's what the doctor, the allopath, did was take their little chart. And according to what they knew, this was their truth. So I want you to look at these emotions you've written down, whether they were from the past or that whether they're currently running through your body. And I want you to look at that thought that is running through the body still that says, wow, I'm undeserving, or I'm not valuable, I'm not pretty, I'm not handsome. And then that one line, I don't have to do that behavior to have this thing in my life. I just want you to see how much energy, you know, and we're only talking one, we're talking this one piece. So we're going to go through this process again, but this time I want you to not have it be about yourself. I want you to have it be about somebody else. And sometimes that's a little easier. It's like, yeah, didn't really faze me. So let's look at the person down the road, or a person you met in a meeting, and, or someone in your family. I mean, this truly happened. I went to kickboxing class one day, and this gal came in and she goes, man, my head really hurts. And then she came in a couple days later and she was told she had brain cancer. Wow. You know, and I can tell you there was 30 people in that room, and the ripple that went through that room was knock you on your butt. Flatten everybody out. And they said that right before we were supposed to then, you know, go in and kickbox for an hour. And I can definitely tell you, I use my bag as a pummeling. I had to get that energy out of my body. So let's assume that you know a friend, or maybe they're not a friend. They're just somebody you walked into work one day, you walked into an event one day, and you heard about a diagnosis from somebody else. It happened to them. So as you're remembering this occurrence, I want you to write down three emotions that you feel, or that you felt at the time that it happened to them. Again, three emotions. Then I want you to write down one thought that is running through your brain about that. And it could be as simple as, God, I'm glad it wasn't me. doesn't matter. Whatever, what's the first thought that comes to your mind when you're remembering about this person that got this sad news? I'm probably doing this backwards. We probably should have started with somebody who wasn't close to you, but you know, we take this as it comes. We're authentic on this call. So the third one I want you to look at is, for those of you who love animals and have animals in your home, and even if you don't have them in your home, if you've watched it on social media or on the news, If you heard about an animal who had to be put down or died because they had a lung cancer, or in big dogs, man, in mastiffs and big dogs, it's really common for them to get bone cancer. There was a story that went out a couple days ago around mountain lions, cougars, that are being found with all these different types of poisons in their liver. And the poisons are coming from animals that they've eaten, that ate another animal, that ate another animal. And it started with somebody poisoning a mouse, and then a fox ate the mouse, and then the cougar ate the fox. And all those different poisons are now in the liver of the cougars, and all the cougars are dying. So that's just one example. So again, would you write out who's the animal that you're thinking about? And then you can write out what the diagnosis was if you know it. If you don't know it, would you write out three emotions that you're feeling or that you remember feeling at the time that you heard about the hurt, the imbalance, the dis-ease? And then one thought that is currently running through your mind. I am so, just write out that thought. Whatever's happening, write it out. And what I'd like you to look at is the patterns. You know, look at your lists and see if there's any emotions that are common. Like, are you noticing that you put the same word down multiple times, or are you noticing that there's a commonality between the thoughts, between something that happened to an animal, something that happened to them or they out there, and the thought that's running through your body around yourself? And I would like you to, we're looking at this commonality, just notice if there's anything else that shows up right now as you are kind of working your way through this, all this stuff that's showing up. How is your body feeling right now? Is there something that's going through your body right now as you heard those words? Felt the feelings. How's the body feeling? Where's the body hurt and uptight and tense? What's in pain right now? If you just jot down a couple things, you know, I feel this in my shoulders. I feel it in my neck. I feel it here. Just write down where in the body you feel all of this. The reason we're taking the time to write these out is so that if you come back later and you listen to this recording, you can do this process again in real time for, you know, what is currently happening in your own world. All right, so everybody take a breath. Take a nice deep breath, breathe it in, blow it out. I want you to take your arms above your head, kind of shake all this out. just so we can roll your shoulders a little bit, just so we can get a little bit of motion happening, loosen up a little kind of things. And again, we're going to look at what even is our topic tonight. And our topic is about how do I bring well-being, and how do I bring balance into all this crap that I just wrote down on my piece of paper, all those thoughts, all those emotions, those feelings, and the tenseness in my body around, I heard a diagnosis, I see the diagnosis, and I know that there's dis-ease, not just disease, but dis-ease, imbalance in my body. Because I absolutely believe as a healer, but as a naturopath, I absolutely 100% believe that we have what it takes to completely heal ourselves from the inside out. We know we can do things from the outside in. And so, yes, you still may have to make changes to your diet. You may have to make changes to your exercise regime. However, we still want to go into the core of where the issue is. We want to do some clean out, and then we want to refill the cells in with some really beautiful, beautiful, beautiful things. So for those of you listening who like to play with tuning forks, I'm going to highly recommend that when we're done, you actually take your tuning forks and, you know, ping them and put them on different parts of your body. If you want to, you can take the time to go get them now. Because we'll be doing a clearing out part, and then we'll come back and do a healing part. For those of you who love to sound, to tone, to chant, when we get to the healing part, I'm going to offer that you put sound, you put healing vibration into the part where we're going to go to. And I'll reiterate that when we actually go in and do some work here. But I'd like you, if you can, just get out of the chair you're sitting in, move around your body a little bit, and come back in about 2 minutes so that we can actually do some work here. And so, yes, those of you who are still listening, I'm keeping the microphone open. I've just learned that if I turn the microphone off, weird things happen. So we're going to keep the line open 100%. As everybody's coming back to their chairs, maybe you got a sip of water. And where we're going to shift this to is we have all the brain stuff done. We're actually going to do a piece of work now where we're going to go in and do the clearing out. So I would like to invite you to use whatever tools you have in your own personal toolbox to do the clearing out. So if I call out a tool, it's because it's a tool I teach and I use all the time within my practice. Again, for both animals and humans, I use the identical same tools on both animals and humans. I may use, you know, different ones for them, but these tools pretty consistently between different ones. If I mention a tool that you know nothing about, I'm going to offer that you just let it kind of move through. And know that once we close our eyes and we actually go into a working space, that you are doing the work. You are absolutely doing the work. So get yourself comfortable. And then I would like to have you just pay attention to the room around you. Notice that, yes, there's a ceiling above you and there are walls around you. But where I'd like you to shift your awareness is that instead of looking at the wall and going, ooh, there's a picture and it says, focus on growing. We're not going to go into that kind of detail of looking what's on the wall. Where I want you to do is take a step back and notice that there's something hanging on your wall. You know that it's hanging there, but you don't really know how to identify it. And then allow your eyelids to close a little bit more to where you can barely see that thing that's on the wall. You know it's still there, that if you opened your eyes, you could see it very comfortably, but we're just going to allow the eyelid to close a little bit, bringing our awareness into more onto our breathing. And would you take that breath in and that breath out, and would you follow three full circular breaths from the inhale into the exhale. Just follow three of those completely around. An inhale into an exhale. And then would you follow three more breaths in? An inhale into an exhale. And we're going to do this process three times. We're going to start with the thems and the theys out there, and then we're going to shift into the animals, and then we're going to come into the peace for yourself, so that we have a kind of a little stair-stepping there of not going to the toughest ones right away. So would you just bring to your awareness the animal, the diagnosis, if you will, the story behind the animal. And right out in front of you with your imagination, would you create a rose? And whatever size a rose works for you, but would you have the rose have the intention of collecting up all of the thoughts and all of the emotions that are still running through your emotional body, through your mental body, around what happened to the animal. And breathe. Just allow yourself to be in the breath. Allow the rose to do the work. And it's simply imagining the flower, imagining the rose, a very high vibration, and it's going to absorb the lower, slower vibration of diagnosis, of emotion, of thought. And again, I give the command to the rose to collect up all the thoughts, all of the emotions that are running in my body, my physical, mental, emotional bodies. I want this rose, I'm commanding this rose to collect up all of this energy out of my cells, out of my space. And if there was a specific the dog had bone cancer, the dog had a nasal passage, the cat had leukemia, the cat had urinary tract, whatever the thing that you know the diagnosis was, would you ask that organ of your own body to also make sure that that rose takes out all of any matching energy, any birthing of energy out of those organs in your own body? Would you have it pull it out of those organs into the rose out in front of you? And many times emotions have friends. Would you give the command to this rose to collect up any looping, any attachments, any catcher's mitts, if you will, of
emotions or thoughts that are attaching onto others. So it's like, ooh, I have that too, but I can raise you, kind of like poker. Ooh, I'll see you, but I'll raise you because I heard about that diagnosis. But oh, you should wait till you hear this diagnosis. The cells are just hilarious. You know, they, well, wait a second, you know, you, my, blah, blah, blah. Whatever the stories are, whatever the energy is, it will always have a friend. It's kind of like a multi-level marketing cell. It has to have more friends to grow its multi-level marketing cell. So all of its friends and their friends and all the friends of those friends, we want all of those cells to be collected into the rows out in front of you. And be amused if you now have a field of roses, huge, huge collectors, and they may start looking like redwood trees, big, huge trunks. And take a breath. And we're going to allow that looping to continue to pull out. And we're just going to put it off to the side. We're not doing anything with it right now because we have more work to do. But know that this rose, these roses are going to continue to pull out of your emotional body, your mental body, your physical body, any of those emotions, thoughts that are attached to the damage to the animals. And take a breath. And would you create another rose? And again, the reason we use a rose is it has a very, very high vibration, the highest vibration on the planet Earth. And when we have a high vibration, it will always absorb a lower, slower vibration. And you got to admit, disease, diagnosis, cancer, leukemia, you know, ugh, it's all very low and it causes lots of depression and anxiety and fear and just a pit. So would you create another rose? And this time, would you give the rose the command to collect up the other person, the story you heard about the other person, the emotions that were attached to the other person, the thoughts that were attached to the other person, and any place that you matched their fear, their anxiety, their emotions, their thoughts, their behavior, any place you matched them, would you give the rose or roses the command to collect up all of those matches, all of those opinions, all of that energy? Again, would you command it out of your emotional body, out of your mental body, and out of the organs of your physical body? Again, as an example, if you heard somebody had cervical cancer, prostate cancer, have those cells come out of your prostate gland or your cervix. For those of you who say, I've already had these body parts removed, energetically, the energy is still there. So pull it out of the gallbladder. Those of you who've had your gallbladders removed, those of you who've had mastectomies, let's pull all of that energy out of the breast tissue. Those of you who have had a kidney replaced or have given a kidney, just all that you can just see all these different places where cells can be pulled out, the thoughts and emotions, the imbalance can be pulled out. And again, we want all the friends of the friends of the friends, all the loops, all the behind the scenes, the thens, the theys, all of the behind, the behind, the behinds, all the causes of this imbalance. We want to go into those roses out in front of you. And take a breath. And take another breath. Let's be complete with that for right now. We're going to let the rose be out in front. Again, if you look over at what's happening with the animals, it's still pulling data out. look at the one in front of you. It's still pulling data out. And we're going to put that third rose up. And this time we're going for your own, the one you were told about your own body. The emotions that attach to your own story, your own diagnosis, your own imbalance. The parts of your own body that have been hurting. The stories that have been told, the stories that are continuing to be told. Oh, but you don't understand. You know, my doctor said I have. We keep it in play, but every time we tell the story, we keep it in play, we keep it in play, we keep it in play, we keep it in play. So give the command to those roses to pull the story, to pull the imbalance, to pull the dis-ease, to pull the disease, to pull the diagnosis, to pull the lie, to pull the truth. It doesn't matter. Pull it all out of where it's festering, where it's been growing, where it's been given attention. And whatever chakra it is attached to. So earlier we talked about the cervix and the uterus. That's all chakra number two. The prostate gland, the urinary tract, any kind of abdominal stuff, that's chakra number two. If we're up into the liver, the gallbladder, the spleen, the pancreas, the kidneys, that's chakra number three. If you're into the heart and the lungs, that's chakra number four. If you're up into throat cancers, you're in chakra number five. If you were talking about brain stuff, you're definitely in chakra number six. So would you just go through and look at what chakra, which energy center is attached to the story? And would you give the command to the rose to make sure it goes through a second, triple, fourth, fifth, sixth passes in through that chakra to make sure it is completely pulled out all of the thoughts, all of the emotions, all of the memories, all of the tapes that have been running and running and running and running and running, all of that. We want all of that to go into the rose. And it's just amazing how much we hold on to. How much we hold on to. So with all those roses out in front of you, they're going to continue to working. Create another rose. And I want you to have this rose collect up the things that are hidden, the things you haven't even thought about. Just let that rose collect up that I have no clue. I just know there's more. I just have no clue. Let that rose collect up all of the I have no clue places. No, I want you to create another rose, and I want you to have this rose collect up what other people's opinions of your issue is. You know, maybe your mother has a thought about it, your father has a thought about it, your sister, your child, your doctor, somebody else has an opinion of how you should be or what's going on in your body. Would you have that rose pull out everyone else's opinion of how you're handling things or how you're, whatever, anything from the outside, somebody else's opinion, have the rose collect up their opinion, their energy out of your emotional body, mental body, physical body. Wow, that's a lot of energy. I'm just looking around at all of us on this call right now. It's like, wow. Can you see how much energy is just everybody else's opinion? Oh my God. That's even more than your own opinion. All right, so let's put that rose out to the side. And let's create another one. A rose that's about, there's no way that I can heal my body like this. It can't be this easy. So let's just, whatever the doubt the uncertainty, the no way, any of the arguments, the I'm going to hold on to my limitation, any of that, I just want you to let that, let's just let that rose collect up all of that gunk from there. There we go. There we go. There we go. All right. Let's create one more rose. And what is the first thing that comes to mind that you think, oh, I still didn't get this out. I need to make sure we clear this out. What's the one thing that went, oh my God, I got it. Got to make sure. Let that rose collect up that, oh my God, I got to be sure. Again, thoughts and emotions. Thoughts and emotions. And now would you take a step back, and I want you to look at all those roses that are out in front of you. And if you have to, walk around them. Look at them from 360 degrees. Look at them from the top and the bottom. Look at all this emotion, all these thoughts, all this energy that literally has been in your mental body, emotional body, physical body. That's a lot, isn't it? Like, wow. So the interesting part is we always heal for ourselves. It's always 100% for my own personal growth. Yet when you do this work and you heal yourself, you show somebody else how to heal themselves. You open up the possibility for somebody else to do the work as well. But we're focusing on, I'm doing this for me. So would you can hold on to all this if you want to, but my suggestion is let's explode it all. When we explode the energy, we bring it down to what's called an atom and teen particle. It's a particle that cannot be divided anymore. It's the smallest particle. So would you put some exploding devices under all of those roses? C4 is wonderful. Or if you want to freeze them all and then shatter them, however you want to explode the energy, shatter the energy, the intention is that it goes into the atom and teen particles, the smallest particles out there. And then as that all shatters, all of that energy goes down the grounding cord, down to the center of Earth where Gaia needs. She needs this combination of fertilizer to create something new that she's working on. So here we go. Just shatter, 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 explode, 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 explode. And then take a breath. And take another breath. And take another breath. That breath brings us into present time, present moment. Right now, if the body feels really exhausted, it's because you've been holding on to so much energy that now the body can finally go, oh my gosh, I let all that go. Now I can actually like move. I can do something in my own body. Take another breath. Be in present time, present moment. And we're going to fill in, but we're going to fill in with purpose. So out in front of you, would you imagine a single cell? One single cell. And in that single cell, would you put in the vibration of well-being? Well-being. And if well-being has a color, would you put the color in the cell? So as an example, if well-being is green, you're in the center of the cell, you're going to have green well-being. If you don't have a color, don't worry. We're just putting the vibration of well-being. For those of you who love sound in the ninth ray, put sound in. So maybe your sound for well-being is hee, 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 hee. Whatever your sound is, would you put that sound into the cell and the vibration of well-being? And take a breath. The second vibration to put in is balance. I want this cell to be in perfect balance. And again, is there a color? Is there a sound of balance? And would you put balance into the cell? And take a breath. Would you put vitality? Does it have a color? Does it have a sound? Would you put vitality into the cell? Take a breath. Would you put healthy, big healthy, capital healthy? It's vital, it's well-being, it's balance, it's healthy, and the color and sound of healthy into the cell. Take a breath. Would you put in harmony? My cells are in harmony. They're healthy, they're vital, they're well-being, they're balanced, they're in harmony, and the sound and color that goes with harmony. Take a breath, and would you put in being well? We have well-being, but would you put in being? I am being well. My thoughts are being well. My emotions are being well. And the color and sound, if they have those, again, those of you, you were in different places. So whatever works for you, if it's a word, if it's a color, if it's a sound, if it's a texture, put it into the cell. So right now we have well-being, balance, being well, harmony, healthy, vitality. There's another word. So what's your next word? And we're going to have a couple passes where you put your own word into the cell. It's color, it's sound, it's vibration. And then put in a second one. And put in a third one. Put in a fourth one. So say these out now aloud with me. We have well-being. We have balance. We have being well. We have being in harmony. We have being healthy. We have being vital, the vitality. We have your first word. Say it out loud. We have your second word. Say it out loud. We have your third word. Say it out loud. And your fourth word. Say it out loud. All of these are in your cell. And let's put one more word in there. All of this is in flow. It flows. Let's put another word. It flows in ease. So we have harmony, well-being, vitality, flow, ease, balance, being well, well-being. Words number 1, 2, 3, and 4, all in ease, all in harmony. And look at that cell again. Is there one more word? Just one, you got, or this urge, you have to have this other word in that cell. And take a breath and look at your creation. And would you look up to your higher self? Would you ask your higher self, self, do you have a vibration? Do you have a word? Do you have a color? Do you have a sound that we need to put in this cell? And just allow your higher self to co-create with you in this moment. And would you show what you're doing to the animal kingdom? so that the animals can be co-creating right along with you. They're creating their cell at the same time that you're creating your cell. Vitality, healthy, well-being, balance, being well, harmony, ease and flow, vibration, deservingness. My word one, my word two, my word three, my word four. All in flow, all in ease, all in harmony, all in joy. Would you give the command to that cell to split into two? The first division. And notice that both cells have the exact same thing. They're an exact identical duplication. One became two. Beautiful co-creation, healthy, vibrant, harmony, ease and flow. And would you give the command to these two to split into four? The second split. And would you have the four split into two that you have eight? And split again. 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 Split. 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 Would you give the command that these splits keep happening until you are completely loaded with this cell, this one cell that is completely just multiplying and multiplying and splitting and having and splitting and having and millions and billions and trillions and trillion billions, whatever the next up is, all these cells that are all a duplication of the original cell. And would you give the command now for all of those cells to explode, to implode inside your body? Moving from the left to the right, in front and back, from top to bottom. And would you now declare, I am well-being. I am balance. I am harmony. Give the command for the body to absorb and integrate all of this vibration. I am healthy. I am vitality. I am, what's your word? I am your second word. I am the third word. I am your fourth word. I am ease. I am flow. Notice that you are vibrating in all those sounds and all of the colors and all of the vibrations and all of the vitality, the health, the well-being, the balance in every cell of your beingness. And again, would you show this to the animal kingdom? They're way ahead of you. They're like five steps ahead of you, but show it to the animal kingdom. And then would you show it to the others, the people who are out there that want to heal their body? Would you just show them what the picture looks like of healthy well-being, and they're going to come up and ask you, hey, I want to hang out with you a little longer. You know, what are you doing? How did you get so golden? How did you get so brilliant? How did you get so shining brightly? And you can share this with them. But for right now, would you simply breathe all of this out from the skin about an inch outside of the skin, just from inside to about 1 inch outside of the body? And then breathe it out another inch. And then breathe it out one more inch. So we're outside the body by 3 inches. And then would you give the command for that to duplicate? And one more time for that to duplicate. And one more time, would you give the command to integrate and to absorb and to absorb and integrate back and forth, integrate and absorb and integrate back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Good job. Would you wiggle your fingers and wiggle your toes and make the body real? This is you. And just be really pleased with what you just accomplished for yourself first, but what you also accomplished, because what you just did, you really changed the whole story for your entire genetic family line. Yes, there's more work we can do. And for right now, you did an amazing job for you. You did an amazing job clearing out for at least one other person and one animal. And if everyone did this, think of how many other people in the world we can help elevate, and we can change their vibration, which is what we're about here at the Vibration Station, changing the vibration of humanity, changing how we all walk around in our skin and raise our spirits. So would you just make your body real and allow your eyelids to open a little bit, knowing that in a moment we're going to be able to open our eyes fully and look around the room. And you know that off to the side, there's that picture that you were looking at before. Then just open your eyes a little bit, knowing that, you know, you can barely see it. And then on your next breath, you know, bring your awareness fully into the room to where you can go, oh yeah, there's that picture on the wall that says focus on growing. And then wiggle your fingers and wiggle your toes, make your body real. And I would like you to, in the room that you're in, I would like you to say out loud what you're noticing right now in your body. I'm going to give you just a little bit of time. Say out loud what you notice has changed in your body. And I'm going to be quiet here. And then if you have the time, I want you to write it down. Write to me. Tell me what you're noticing, because this was a powerful session. I really want to hear from you. So write in. The address is drnadine111@gmail.com. And let me know. I really would like to hear from you. Just logistics, the question and answer session will be on October 29th. I believe that's a Tuesday. I don't have a calendar in front of me, but it's different than just a week away from now. I had to change because I'm going out of town. I will stay on the line on for the question and answers for as long as people are asking questions and answers. And for this recording right here, I will get this edited and in your classroom in the members area. Right now, the only thing I've been putting in there is the recordings of the sessions. So what's in there from last month is Raising the Vibration of Humanity. I did not put the Q&A session in there. If we do have questions that really need to be heard by many, then I'll, you know, put the effort into editing those Q&A sessions. But for right now, in the classroom is the recordings of the session like we did tonight. I do recommend that you listen to this again and do this process again and share it with others, but please do allow them to come into the vibration station for themselves so they become a member, so that they have this in their own member area. And then what would be lovely, let's say you have a group of 3 to 5 people, you bring them all into your home and you listen to this recording as a group, because now we're doing it again in current time, touching more hearts, touching more lives, and raising the vibration. So again, this is Dr. Nadine. Thank you for joining me at the Vibration Station. And we're complete.